Okay, let's start a discussion. Eiruvin Daf Tzadi Vav. We're going to talk about the concept of Baal Tosif, a specific topic within the Baal Tosif, and that is Malkus on Baal Tosif. Malkus on Baal Tosif, as we'll get there, as we get there soon. The Gemara here on Daf Tzadi Vav discusses the Machlokas between the Deos and the Mishnah, that we had on the on yesterday's Daf Tav Tzadi Hei. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you find tefillin out in the open, you could carry them back, wear them back. The Tanakhama says, zug zug, one at a time. Rabbi Gamliel says, two at a time, only by old tefillin, yeshanos that were used already, by chadashos not. So the Gemara goes into that discussion. Then the Gemara comes in on the bottom of a Tzadi Hei Amid Beis, and starts with many possibilities of what might be the root of this machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe they argue about Rosh Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, which is there room on the head for two tefillins? Maybe they argue about whether Shabbos is mantfillin or not mantfillin. Well, maybe they argue about mitzvah srichas kavana. Right, all different deos that are mentioned. So the fifth day, the last day, suggestion on the top of Tzadi Vav ben Aleph is maybe the machlokas is whether you need you could violate Baal Tosif shalo bizmano. Lavar shalo bizmano kamiflagi. Tanakama savar lo boi kavana. Tanakama says you don't need kavana to violate Baal Tosif when it's shalo bizmano. Not in the time of the mitzvah, you would still violate Baal Tosif automatically. Rabbi Gamliel Savar Lavar Shalob Ismano Boy Kavana. If it's Shalob Ismano, no, you do need Kavana to violate. Ihachi says there says the Gemari Lurbi Meir Zug Echanamilo. If you could violate Shalob, if you could violate Shalob Kavana, then according to Rabbi Meir, even one pair you shouldn't be able to wear back because you'd be violating. Even Shalob Kavana, it's a mitzvah and there's Tosefes and therefore it's a problem. Va'od. And then the Gemara asks the following question, and that's what we're going to focus on. Hayashin b'shmini b'sukkah yolke. If you sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the night after Sukkis, you should get Malkus. And we know you don't get Malkus. So, ela mechaverta. Okay, go back to some of the other answers. What exactly is the question the Gemara is asking here? By Hayashin b'shmini b'sukkah yolke. So first Rashi. Rashi says that if the Tanakhama really holds that shalo bizmano lavar lo boy kavana, so how can the b'nei chutz la'aretz, that we know the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, meisav yasvinan beruche lo mavarchinan, they sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without making a bracha, so how can they do that? If you don't need kavana to violate Baal Tosif, it's just automatic. If I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah at a time when I'm not supposed to be doing the Mitzvah, I'm going to violate. So how could the Rabbanon tell us to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is after Sukkis? Says Rashi, V'od ha'yashim b'shmini b'sukkah yolke, demosif shmini al shvi, v'anan meisav yasvinan b'shmini b'savik shvi, l'chadchila. And we do that. We do that, so it must be have the Rabbanan do that. What, to tell us to violate an Aveira of Baal Tosif bekum va'aseh? You know, that's a problem. So therefore, says Rashi, it must be that it's wrong. It must be Shalob Isbanu, Shalob Kavana is not a Tosefes, and that's why it's Mutter, and that's why there was no problem for the Rabbanan to do that. The question that's asked on Rashi is that, is there Baal Tosif by Takanas Chazal? If Chazal are doing something in order to help us, and we follow that Takanas Chazal, so what would be Baal Tosif, right? This is the same discussion that's had in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tezayin, the Rishonim asked the same question. The Gemara there, if you remember, discusses why we blow shofar so many times, right? We blow shofar when we're at the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph, Lama. Why do we, Token and Brink Shem Yoshvin, why do we blow shofar before we say the Amida? For Token and Brink Shem, Om Din Kdila Arbe Vesasatan, Irbe Vasatan, Es Tosfas, there, Tezayinim Abes, Tema, Haka Aver Mishem Baal Tosif. Why isn't this an Aveira of Baal Tosif, of blowing so much? Vechi Tema, and if you want to say, Kivin Tekfar Yatza, Havile Shalob Bismano, if you want to say, well, once you're Yotze, after the first few Kolos, now it's Shalob Bismano, Delo Avar, if it's Shalob Bismano, you don't violate. So that's not true, because we find other contexts that even if you were Yotzi the mitzvah, if it's technically, objectively still in the Zman of the mitzvah, there's still going to be a problem, right? We have that by Berchas Kohanim. So it says, Tosfos is Yisod v'yeshlomar, dein shayach Baal Tosif ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah achas beis pa'amim. Tosfos says there's no Baal Tosif by doing a mitzvah more times. Right, by the Kohen being Chozer Mavarech, or shaking the lulav more, or blowing shofar more, right? There is no Baal Tosif in that context. If you look in the Rashba. The Rashba on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, says, I have a different answer why there's no Baal Tosif. Once the Chachamim told you to do this mishum, whatever reason, whether it's 100 kolos, can I get ima de sisra, or you want to be have shofar in the context, right? Tkiyas al sidar brachas, and you want to have tkiyas de miyushav, so the cholim and the zakenim, whatever reason. Once the rabbanon tell you to do it, there's no Baal Tosif. There's no Baal Tosif by listening to the rabbanon. So that's the problem with Rashi. What does Rashi mean that you're going to get malchus because you're going to sit in the sukkah as the rabbanon said, but there's no Baal Tosif when it comes to following the Rabbanan, says the Rashba. Mistaver de lo kasha klau, quotes the question of Tosfos. De lo amru hasam v'ikim mishum Baal Tosif, ela b'mashu mosif midas atzmo. Kigon, koen shahosif bracha mishalo. V'inami yashin b'shmini basuka b'miskamin l'mitzvah. Inami b'mashe ira shenis arben achaz matan arba v'chayetze be'elu. As we have the Gemara's elsewhere about the blood mixing up. Aval b'masha amdu chachamim v'tiknu l'tzorich ein kan Baal Tosif. The kvar amart amra Torah pia Torah asher yarucha. Right, there's not a problem. V'teidelach, I'll prove it to you. First of all, there's no problem with the Rabbanan making those laws. We'll get back to that. And number two, there's no problem with my listening to those laws. Teida, da b'shvidi shol sukkah b'zmanazem, mitzvah shol devrayem, v'yishini v'ochlim b'ala mitzvah. Right, and we eat in it in chutz la'aretz. Even though it's not sukkahs, alma kol etzorach gozer no mosif in varishas biyadon. V'hu adin shabal tigra etzorach. Yadav shrosh hashanah shachalias b'shabbos. U'mitzvah lishmoa l'divrei chachamim milo sasser. Kain nirali. So again, not a problem. So again, what's the pshat of Rashi here? What's the pshat of Rashi here? So if you look in the Chach Mishlomo, on Shulchan Aruch, Chach Mishlomo Kluger, in Tavkuf Samaches, he has a long piece, but at the end of the piece, he discusses our Rashi here in the beginning of the end of Hilchas Lulav. So he discusses there, V'yim kein kasha, im be'emes loke b'yashin l'shem mitzvah, af shalol l'shem mitzvah, del maloke be'emes v'chulu, and he continues, heichi avid the ose, avor takanis chazal, lo shayach Baal Tosif. So he kind of asked the Rashba's question, ach svir le l'Rashi. It must be like Rashi holds, like the Mordechai, like we hold, that we eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but we don't sleep in the sukkah. Sleeping in the sukkah would be Baal Tosif, because the Rabbana did not ask you to sleep in the sukkah. If you eat in the sukkah, you're right, that wouldn't be Baal Tosif, but sleeping in the sukkah would be Baal Tosif. And therefore, the question the Gemara is really asking, according to Rashi, is that how did the Rabbana make a takana that so easily could be violated and lead to Baal Tosif? You want to say they did it because of Sfikat Yoma, but if you eat in the sukkah, what have you been doing all week? Maker Adin, it's eating and sleeping in the sukkah. So if you have a miss of eating the sukkah, they probably come to sleep in the sukkah, which wouldn't be listening to what the Rabbanan said. So that would be Stam, an Avera of Baal Tosif, according to this stage of the Gemara, that you don't need Kavanah to violate Shelo Bizmano. That's the question of the Gemara, the depth of what Rashi is asking, says the Chachma Shlomo. Parach Hashas Kain, Heich Tignu Chazal Lecho B'Shmini, Hamilsa Da'asya Beili Dei Isser Torah. It very easily can lead to an Isser Torah. Kivan Shekol Shivas Hayam Emochol V'Yashim B'Sukkah. The whole week you eat and sleep in the Sukkah. V'yem Kainim Tignu Chazal Lecho B'Shmini B'Sukkah. Yavol Utaos Lisha Nami. K'mo Shehergal Kol Sukkahs La'asos Kain. V'yavol Utaos Gan B'Shmini. Lomar, kivat she'ochal sham yashin nami sham, shem yashin yavar Baal Tosif, feich tiknu rabbanan milsa she'yavo bo lidei takala. That is the question that is really being asked. Okay, that is all pshat number one, though. Rashi, and maybe the expansion of Rashi, like the Chachma Shlomo says. The Ritva here has just one line explaining the question of a yashin bishmini yilke. The Ritva just says, we have a misora that there's no malchus. Hayashim b'shmini basuka yolke. According to Rabbi Meir, if you say that you don't need kavana to violate, you're going to get malchus. V'anan kaimel ondu alaki. And we have a mesora. We have a mesora from elsewhere that you're not going to get malchus. Nothing to do with b'nei chutz la'aretz. It's not like from the Ritva. Maybe we're talking even about b'nei Eretz Yisrael, that you're not going to get malchus for sleeping in the sukkah on shmini atzeres. So either way, this is the Gemara's question. But coming out of this, if you think about it, if we see that it says Malchus, the Gemara lists off Malchus as the punishment for Baal Tosif. Somebody sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, one will violate Baal Tosif. By the way, not our topic now. We had a shiur about this months ago about doing mitzvos and averos when one is sleeping. So would this go on that list? If you sleep in the sukkah, You could be punished for like getting ready to sleep in the sukkah. You didn't do the aver yet. So you're only going to violate once you fall asleep and you really have a shena, even the shena sarai in the sukkah, because it will lead to shena's keva. But is this an example of violating and violating an avera when you're sleeping? Interesting. Either way, though, we'll spend the rest of the time on the question of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim asks that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin lists off all of the Malkus, all the Chayvei Malkus, right, in Perek Yutes of Hilchas Sanhedrin, 168 lavim that one gets malchus for. Baltosef is not on the list. That's the question of the Prima Gadim in Chelik Rishon, Simon Lamed Zayin of the Psicha HaKoleles. Yish Lach Kar, Lama Lo Mana Rambam, the Perek Yutes of Hilchas Sanhedrin, Deloke al Baltosef. Vilav Shebeklalos Lohavi, and he says it's not a Lav Shebeklalos, right? One of the reasons you want to get Malkus is if it's an all-inclusive Lav, Lo Sochlo Al Adam includes 10 different Malkias and a couple of other examples. So why this isn't, says the Prima Gadim, a Lav Shebeklalos, because it's all the same Shem Isser. Even though you're doing a lot of different mitzvos, ba'aveir, it's all the same Shem Isser. So if it's all the same Shem Isser, it wouldn't be a Lav Shebeklalos, and therefore you should get Malkus, like our Gemara says. Like our Gemara says, Hayosha Mishmini Yilke. So how does Mimanafshach, right? How does if you're supposed to get Malkus, how does the Rambam not count it? If you're not supposed to get Malkus because it's a Lav Shebeklalos, how does our Gemara say you do get Malkus? So Lachara, it's not a Lav Shebeklalos. If it's not a Lav Shebeklalos, then the question is, why doesn't the Rambam count it? So a couple of suggestions. I think we'll have five. A couple of suggestions. Number one is the Ksava Kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah is maybe the most simple. The Salva Kabbalah says, if you look at this line of the Gemara, Hayoshin Bishmini Basoka Yilke, that line is mentioned also in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, the same Gemara appears, but there, Abaye is the one that asked the question. Hayoshin Bishmini Basoka Yilke. Abaye is the one in Psachim Daf Mem Aleph that you do get Malkus on a Lav Shebeklalos. So maybe it is a Lav Shebeklalos. It's an all-inclusive Lav. But our Gemara is going, this line is going like Abaya. Abaya says you get Malkus on Lav Shebeklalos. The Rambam paskens that you don't get Malkus on Lav Shebeklalos, and therefore that's the answer. So that's the Ksava Kabbalah in Perek Dalin of Devarim on the Pasuk of Baltosef. Vadam Rinan says, Zelo Tikshilan, Abayu Demaksha Hasamachi, Vabaya Azla Taime, the Sover Delokin, Alav Shebeklalos. I'm on the Rava, Shein Lokin, Lav Shebeklalos, Vemeth Olaki, Alav, to Baltosef. That's answer number one of the Ksava Kabbalah. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch has a different shot. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah, Taf Nun Hei. In Taf Nun Hei, the Minchas Chinuch discusses that he thinks it's very hard to figure out a way that you would get Malkus for Baltosef. Hinei, he says the Rambam does not write it like the Prima Gadim pointed out. The Rambam does not quote Malkus on Baltosef. And Yerlani is Daiti Dal Baltosef Kashe Hatsiur Ma'od Lilkos. Very hard to figure out. What would be the hechitimsi? Bishlama yover b'val tosef below kavana klal. If you would say, like this stage of our Gemara says, that you could violate b'val tosef without any kavana, v'atorah hikpid ala maisa shalo yaseh, shalo yeshiv asukka la'achar achag v'chadome. It's all about the maisa, not about any type of kavana involved. So then shayach shapir, im overal tzivi ha-torah, kamo kol lav in shabbat torah. If you don't need any kavana, so then, like every lav, you eat not kosher without even realizing it. Okay, Alkein, Maksha Shaper, and that's what the Gemara says, according to that stage of the Gemara, that it's going to, you don't need any Kavana. Avalafia Maskana, but according to the Maskana, that Dishalo Bismana Boy Kavana, find a lossy today a mitzvah, you need Kavana to do the mitzvah, you need Kavana to violate. Imkin Derech Mashal. So Yoshi Bisukka Beemsa Shano no Tolulav. Let's say you're about to send a sukkah in the middle of Kislev. Imasrinan Bo, the Osir Lasos Bimiskavin the mitzvah. If somebody says, you know, you're going to violate Baltosev if you have Kavana for the mitzvah. Nehidu Makabal of Asrav, the Yodea Mizer Umikomakomose. He says, I'm an Askin on Yosin, he's Makabel. But what's really his Kavana inside? Does he really think that this is the mitzvah? Today, it's not the time for the mitzvah. If he's really just lying, he's saying, yeah, I'm doing it l'shem the mitzvah. But he's really lying, then it's not an aveir, he's not going to get Malkus. V'im de'omer emes, tu miskavim be'emes lasos a mitzvah, u'mechavim latzeis lasos ratzon abori yisparach. And if you say the opposite, no, he's really doing the mitzvah. What does doing the mitzvah mean? I'm doing a mitzvah l'shem ratzon habore. Im kein ein lecha mut'e gadol mizeh. There's no mutta. There's no some. There's nobody who's more mistaken. You think you're doing the mitzvah? You think this is what Hashem wants? Ki yadu alachala olam teratzan abore leishi basuka b'chag dafka v'lito lulav b'chag gamkin v'chadome imkin ein shayach l'malkos klal b'mutta. See, if he's lying, he's not doing an aveira. And if he's not lying, then he's just misguided. Ki mevor kama pamim, right? Not mutta. Ve'en lecha shote gadol mizeh im yoshi basuka b'emsa shana onoto lulav umedame b'daito shote ratzan abore yisbarach shemo. And therefore, v'ma Torah chiva malkus im be'emes nire lo shehi mitzvah, right? If the Torah is machai malkus in a case where he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, v'anan amrinan lo she'ena mitzvah, d'mukhiv l'tzayis l'dvarenu, and we tell him he has to listen to us, v'meno tzayis l'yolke, be'emes imachzik b'dayto k'enere kofer b'torah shebechzavo, b'palpe v'eno b'chlal alokin. Right, and if he says, no, I am rejecting what everybody's telling me, I think this, then he's just totally... He's totally rejecting Torah. He's rejecting what the Chiyav Malkus is, and therefore lo chashvu bichlal halokin, because the Hechi Timsi doesn't come up. He does leave the Sefer Achinuch Betzarachin, because the Sefer Achinuch says that one would get Malkus if one violates. V'ram Mechaber Efshar the Sfirli Mitzvah Dein Sfirchas Kavana V'laver Gamkin Laboy Kavana Alkein Lokim Avim Kol Makom Tzarachin. He thinks Tzarachin. There are Mechaber Kasev that Yoshev Achar B'Kavanas Mitzvah Lokin V'Kasha Atzir L'Daiti. So I don't understand. He says it's an Inyan Amok, but that is answer number two of the Minchas Chinuch, why you wouldn't get Malkus. If you look at the Maram Shik, Maram Shik in his commentary on his listing of the mitzvos, he says, "Tekivan de bekavana talya milsa ein lokin ala kavana," because we paskin again, like the Gemara says lokin. That's only because the Gemara at that stage thinks that you don't need kavana for the mitzvah or for Baal Tosef. But we know that you do need the kavana. We paskin. So any aveira that is not tali on the maisa, but it's just tali on the kavana, that's the ikar of the aveira. Not just a tznai, but part of the definition of the Aveira, then you're not going to get Malkus on that Aveira. Finally, we have the Maritz Chayis. Maritz Chayis has an amazing suggestion in his Maimer of Baal Tosef. It's on page Peivav, Peizayin, in his Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis. He says, if you look on the Rambam never quotes the Chazals that we're familiar with from Rashi and the Ramban about adding a fifth min in the lulav and a fifth parsha in the tefillin. It's not mentioned in Sefer HaMitzvos. It's not mentioned in Mishnah Torah. You never find it. Where do you find Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef is only mentioned in the context of Hilchos Mamrim. Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam mentions in the Perek Beis, in the context of Bezdin. Context of Bezdin, right? The Rambam says, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, how could the Rambam cut off any mitzvah? He gives the famous mashal about the doctor doing surgery and amputation to save the organism. Says the Rambam, Hol v'yesh lebezen ligzer v'lesser davar amutter v'yamad yisuro l'daro. Since the bezen has the power to make an iser forever and make a bimater iser torah l'fisha, what's Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra? How do you, what do you mean? The Rabbanan do that. So why isn't this a violation? So says the Rambam, as we know, if the Rabbanan come along and say you can't eat chicken and milk, and they say that's a dinda oraisa, im yavo bezdin v'yatir basar chaya b'chalav, or they say this Aveira is not an Aveira. Hareza Gorea. Vim Yotmar, yes, or Basar Of, Yomashu Bechal Hagidi, Vosim Minatora, Hareza Baal Tosef. Avalam Amar Basar Of Mutter Minatora. Vyonu Nasser or so, this is Mutter, and we're adding on separate Dinder Rabbanon. Vinodiala Amshu Gzeira. Shlo Yavu Minatora Churban. They let everybody know it's a Durabbanon. And there are even differences between Daraisas and Durabbanons. Vyomru Basar Of Mutter, Abdeshul and his parish Batora, Kachachai Mutares. Vechulu, but you're going to come to violate. Ein Zemosif Ela Osa Siogla Torah. That is not a problem. So says the Maritz Chayis, if you read the Rambam closely, Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra only come up in the context of Bezdin. There's no specific Isser on the Yachid. What about all those Chazals? Maybe it doesn't pass in that way. And that's why the Rambam does not list off that you get Malkus, because it's an Isser on Bezdin. It's not an Isser on an individual. V'lomatzinu shama lavin de Baal Tosef v'Baal Tigra. V'yaf agav, l'chora, if the Yachid puts five sotafos in the tefillin, him yishab alulav, he's doing a ma'isa, why don't you get Malkus? But according to the Rambam, no, it's only on Bezdin. Kavanas Habezin Shirotsim Ladamos Takanasam Asiasam Lasyagam Ladina Torah, Ulachadish Mitzvah Hadasha Batorah, Ulachasr Velishal Mitzvah Achas, Veloma Shenemina Torah. That is the Chiddush of the Rambam. And if you think about it, because look, Bal Tigra, what's Bal Tigra for a Yachid? For a Yachid is that you don't put on, you don't do all the mitzvahs of Parshis of Tefillin or Lulav, then you're just not doing the mitzvah. That's a question the Achronim ask within Bal Tigra. How could you have Bal Tigra? You have to be doing a mitzvah in an inferior way. If you just don't do a mitzvah or part of a mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah. But either way, maybe because of that problem with Bal Tigra, says the Maritz Chayes, that's why the Rambam assumed that it's only about Bezdin knocking out a mitzvah or adding on a mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam does not hold of Malkus there. How did you read the Gemara? Okay, he continues and figures it out, but that's the Rambam. The Ravid on that Rambam that we just read says there's only Baltosa by Mitzvah Saseh, not by Mitzvah Lo Saseh. That's why you're not going to get Malkus. Maybe that's another idea, but again, the Rambam himself says you can have it by Lo Saseh, so it doesn't really work for the Rambam. Fine. One final point just to mention, the Sichas Musar, Chaim Shmuel Levitz, has a beautiful essay where he talks about in the Torah, Bal Tosif is often linked to Bal Pa'or. And he goes into what's the connection between Bal Pa'or and Bal Tosif. So he says they're exactly the opposites. Bal Pa'or, remember, how do you worship Bal Pa'or? I relieve myself in front of the Avodah Zarah. Disgusting, can't even fathom it. But what's that? What's the ultimate shot of that? It's no holds barred. Do whatever you want. No rules. What's Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra? Rules. Do exactly what Kodesh Baruch Hu told you. They're opposites. One is all about self-control and listening to a higher authority, and one is doing whatever you want. So that's Bal Tosif versus Bal Pa'or. Again, specifically, Bal Tosif relating to Malkus is what we discussed. Again, when you get onto Rashi and the Ramban, the difference between within a mitzvah, making your new mitzvah. Okay, hopefully another time.